This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Well, we have seen stories about how pharmacy retailers have been looking to add more health services. It helps to make their facilities a place where customers or patients can do more than just pick up their medicine. But did the pandemic impact that process? And by that, I mean speed things along. Summer Curley is Vice President of Clinical and Market Access Solutions with Rite Aid. Summer, great to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And so I guess, what's this transformation process like right now with all of these changes that are going on in and around the pharmacy segment?
Sure. Thanks for asking. You know, at the beginning, you mentioned the fact that has the pandemic accelerated? You know, for years, pharmacists have been involved with the healthcare system beyond the normal dispensing of medications. What the pandemic has done is really put us kind of the light on that and what they can and have been doing. So prior to the pandemic, you know, most people didn't think about going into a pharmacy to get a test performed or even get a vaccine. And I've been a pharmacist since 2000, and I've actually been certified to immunize since 2007. But until, of course, the pandemic hit, and there was the need for pharmacists and the pharmacy profession to really step up and help out because our healthcare system was so strained, many people may not have realized they could have just went to their local pharmacy for certain services.
Yeah, I guess that's the challenge for a lot of people, is not associating the potential availability of services that they have at their pharmacy with their technicians there.
Exactly. And I think, again, the pandemic has helped shed light on the services that pharmacies can offer. Again, it is dependent on state regulations, but I think from a mainstream perspective now, most individuals know I can go to my pharmacy and get caught up on any vaccines that I may be behind on. I can go get tested. Now, again, most people, you know, may have gotten tested for COVID during the pandemic. The pharmacist can do testing for other things as well, such as strep or the flu or other communicable diseases. And then outside of that, with each state being a little different, pharmacists can help counsel individuals on travel health if they're traveling abroad. They can also prescribe in certain states based on certain protocols. So, for example, more and more states are allowing pharmacists to offer hormonal contraceptive services where they can meet with an individual and prescribe. So, again, you'll see more and more about that. But, again, you know, I always say if anything good came out of the pandemic, it was really showcasing the profession of pharmacy and what pharmacists have been trained to do and what they're allowed to do now.
What is it, do you think, that kind of started companies like Rite Aid and others down this path of using their pharmacies more for just than the pickup of medications?
So again, I'll go back. I've been a pharmacist for 23 years, right? And even 23 years ago, I was trained and educated to do more than just dispense medications. It was always about looking at the whole person and what you can do to kind of be that liaison between them and their healthcare providers. And so, again, dispensing is a normal offering for our customers, and that will always continue. But, again, we know that the healthcare burden in general, you know, the need for more healthcare providers is out there. And pharmacies are there in the communities that we serve. We see customers more so than they see their healthcare providers. So I think it was just a natural progression for pharmacies to offer more healthcare services to bridge that gap between the patient and their healthcare provider.
How far then do you think this addition of services will go as we move forward here? Like to what extent will pharmacies be able to add certain services?
Yeah, again, it goes back to state regulations and what that state allows pharmacists to do based on those regulations. But I know as far as Rite Aid and, you know, others within the industry, we're looking to ensure our pharmacists are trained and certified in areas that allow them to practice at the top of their profession. So again, where vaccines and testing is more mainstream now, again, more and more, you'll start to see more and more of these services as far as prescriptive, that allows prescriptive for authority for pharmacists to grow. And again, that really focuses for the most part on more of your self-limiting conditions that allow pharmacists to see the customer, to assist them, and then, of course, refer them if they need additional care from their provider.
Well, you talk about the regulatory side of this, but just from an implementation standpoint, how quick can a lot of these locations and companies be able to get up to speed as potential new opportunities are brought onto the floor?
So that's a good question. So no opportunity is created the same. So again, it depends on the actual service. So majority of your services require some type of additional education or certification program for the pharmacist. For example, all of our pharmacists are certified immunizers. As the state regulations change and allow, we're certifying our pharmacists in clinic care testing. Same with hormonal contraceptive trainings. And these are all things that pharmacists learned in pharmacy school, were educated about. So we're just offering that added layer of certification programs for them. So again, it depends on each individual service on the time for implementation. But again, one of the things that we did a couple years ago was to actually be credentialed to develop our own trainings for our pharmacists so that we can create on-demand trainings for them to ensure that we can quickly implement and operationalize these programs.
Does virtual health play a potential role in this down the road, thinking about that digital connection with the consumer as well, the patient as well?
Yeah, I think across the board that you saw the importance of virtual care during the pandemic and the need for that. People couldn't get out. There was, you know, people, you know, we wanted to social distance. So virtual care became a part of the forefront. And I think that's the thing. We think about historically pharmacy, you walk into a pharmacy and you get care, you get your medication, you talk with a pharmacist. But, you know, across the board, the profession is looking at of ensuring that we're meeting the customer where they want to be. So whether it be virtual care, whether it be having central support, clinical support teams to offer care for them virtually or telephonically, it's all about what is best for that individual customer and starting to offer individualized care based on their needs and how and what's best to help manage them.
So will this have potentially an impact then as well on things like staffing and the facilities that you have at some of these locations and even some of the more kind of the business structural elements that may have to be included as well?
Yeah, I think across the board, you know, we've looked at for years that the need for healthcare continues to grow. And so, you know, again, you look at normally, you look at pharmacy, like I said, your pharmacy team is within the four walls of a store. But we also have started to create our own centralized clinical call center. So again, you know, at once I leave a store, what support do I have? We're also looking at remote positions for our pharmacists to help take some of the day-to-day task away from our pharmacy teams to free their time up to have those individual one-on-one interactions with customers coming into the stores.
Great to have you with us today. Oop. My apologies, Summer. Finish up.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you with us today. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much for asking me to join. Have a great day.
Thank you. Summer Curley, who is a Vice President of Clinical and Market Access Solutions with Rite Aid. To keep engaged with Wharton Business Daily and other Wharton School shows, visit businessradio.wharton.upenn.edu.